The Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. A quorum is present. Representative Jordan, have you had a chance to review the minutes?
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Representative Jordan moves the minutes for May 13, 2025. Any discussion?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Representative Schultz?
Yeah, with the great review that we had and the amount of time that we had, there's a dash missing between co-vice chair Hollins, comma, Athena, by comparison to the chair, the co-chairs, and the vice chair. So just want to make sure that that's on the record.
Noted. Any further discussion? Representative Jordan moves the minutes for May 13, 2025 to be corrected by the clerk for technical corrections. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The minutes are approved. Next item of business is the calendar for the day. We're proposing calendaring one bill for the calendar for Friday, May 16th, 2025, House File 3025, Pete Johnson. I move the adoption of the calendar for the day pursuant to Rule 1.21 and 3.33. The Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will designate Friday, May 16th for the adoption of the calendar for the day and establish a pre-filing requirement for amendments offered to this bill. Any discussion? Representative Long.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So this is a bill that we support on our side of the aisle. Obviously, it's one of ours that is the author. It is moving in the Senate jobs bill. It was added in the Senate, and so it does have a vehicle right now, and we don't feel like at this stage in session we need to calendar every bill as a standalone, so we would oppose calendaring this for Friday and ask for a roll call.
Thank you, Representative Long. We support it too, and we think we have plenty of time on Friday to pass it as a standalone. Any further discussion? Seeing none, I renew my motion. A roll call has been requested. The clerk will take the roll. Chair votes aye.
Co-chair Long?
No.
Vice Chair Engen?
Aye.
Co-vice Chair Hollins?
No.
Representative Coulter?
No.
Representative Frederick?
No.
Representative Howard?
No.
Representative Jacob?
Yes.
Representative Jordan?
Nope.
Representative Cagle? No. Representative Nash?
Aye.
Representative Purcell?
Purcell, no.
Representative Schultz?
Aye.
Representative Scott?
Aye.
Representative Steer?
Aye.
Representative Zelenzikar?
Aye.
There being eight ayes and eight noes, the motion does not prevail. The calendar is not adopted. Next item of business is House File 3321. If Representative Liebling wants to come forward, that's the corrections bill. Representative Scott is also a co-author on this bill. Would you like to move House File 3321 be recommended to pass and placed on the general register?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I'd like
to move House File 3321. Thank you. Representative Liebling, would you like to present the bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. So this is a vehicle for the corrections bill. So you can safely ignore the contents of this. I know there's been some discussion here about what the actual language is, but this is just before you is kind of an example of a corrections bill, but it's a vehicle. So there's an annual corrections bill. Just like the revisers bill, it goes through the Judiciary Committee, which is why I'm carrying it, along with Representative Scott. And so who knows, because things are so late this year, maybe we won't have any corrections. But this is where after one of your budget bills passes or one of the bills is completed, somebody discovers an error in it. And then there's a process whereby a bunch of people sign off on the fact that it's an error and needs correction. And then it goes to the reviser who compiles it into a corrections bill. So there's an annual bill to correct kind of the last thing, the last ship that leaves, just to make sure that everything's has an opportunity to be as the members intended it to be passed. So Sherry Spear from the revisor's office is here as well. She's a lot more familiar with this process than I am. Certainly I've never carried one of these before. But that's as I understand what we're doing today.
Thank you, Representative Liebling. Any member discussion? Any questions for Representative Liebling or Ms. Spear? Seeing none, I will, Representative Scott moves that House File 3321 be recommended to pass and place on the general register. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. The motion prevails and House File 3321 is on its way. That concludes our agenda for today. The meeting is adjourned.